friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Joe Flacco's press conference. We're hoping to have him speaking here in the next 10 minutes. We're assuming he's speaking today. He normally does. So hang tight. We'll hear what he has to say as they get ready to take on the Green Bay Packers. That is coming up Sunday at, is that 1 o'clock kick?
Is it ever?
I get confused. 1 o'clock kickoff. And, of course, you can listen to
the Browns,
game
1 o'clock.
Right here on the Browns Radio Network. Don't be confused. Odds are game is at 1 unless they're in London. Or out of the time zone, right? Fair?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock kick. We are your 1 o'clock team.
1 o'clock.
So that press conference is coming up. Jeff and I have talked about a number of things here this morning, and they all kind of circle back to the quarterback and what are we doing with this thing? And, you know, I sit here and wallow in the thought of being 0-3 to start the season, although Dan gave me some optimism for this week. Being a Packer fan, I hope he's not just trying to, you know, make you happy and hear what the audience wants to hear. I know, because sometimes he does that.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
When have I done that?
All the time. I've heard you do that.
That's not Dan. It
sure is. You just don't
honestly
know that.
The Browns could beat the Packers this week, and I would not be floored. If you take Josh Jacobs away and make Jordan Love try to beat you with his arm, Jordan Love will make mistakes, and if you catch those mistakes, you set your offense up in a really nice place.
All right, let's take some phone calls here before we get to this press conference because I know you want to chime in. Cole is in Fairlawn. Hi, Cole.
What's up, Cole?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the Joe Flacco situation. I've been listening for the last week or so, and we've been talking about Joe Flacco a lot and, whether or not he's who the Browns need. But like you guys have been saying, he's been throwing 45 passes a game. We have no run game established. If we look back at what he did with the Ravens, I mean, he was a wonderful player for the Ravens. I know he's a bit older now, but, you know, tell me, if he wasn't throwing 45 passes a game, we could establish a run game. Do you think that there's a chance that Joe Flacco would be doing better?
Sure.
Yeah, I also think that if we kick one field goal in game number one, no one's complaining or mad because we're one and one. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. 110%. And also, I wanted to ask, you know, I thought Ford had a good game last week, and now he's not starting.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, he said in the press conference today that's not that's Peter John Baptiste. I guess that's who's talking. I'm assuming that's who. He could have been looking at Murph. I don't know. One of the guys on the media relations staff that puts out a depth chart. He said, I have the official depth chart. Those guys just kind of put that out there for you. So
right.
Okay, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you start. I mean, I'd rather have 20 carries and not start than start and have 5 carries or 6 carries. So,
right. No, that totally makes sense. But, yeah, no, that's all I wanted to ask is, you know, I don't think that our other quarterbacks on the depth chart are, you know, as experienced as Joe. But, I mean, I think Pickett definitely could pick up. And
Pickett's not here anymore. He's in Vegas.
I would love to see him start.
Yeah, Pickett's in Vegas now. He doesn't play for us anymore. They traded.
Oh, they traded Pickett away. Yeah. Oh, who am I thinking of?
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You and Jeff can hang out in the same bars. You're all good. Thank you, Cole. Appreciate you. Took the time to make it. You got a little stage fright there, I think.
I haven't hung out in bars in a long time.
It's all right. Well, near a bar.
When I did, I watched people drink.
Paul is in Cleveland. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah, hello, Paul.
I agree with Jeff. I know it doesn't happen often sometimes, but
thanks,
with
Paul.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, with them like probably not winning this year, obviously they traded that to get that second first round pick to draft a quarterback next year. And I know like if you look at all 31 teams, I think 25 or 26 of them have drafted a quarterback or are starting a quarterback that has been drafted in the first round somewhere. So like in these 25 or however many years the Browns have been back, I mean, yeah, we got Baker high. We've gotten other guys in the first round, but we always try to, I feel like, be the smartest guy in the room. And I want to see what Gabriel has or Sanders, but I mean, they're more than likely, they're developmental. They're probably going to be the backup next year. And if we draft somebody in the first round, like we should, then that's what we need to do. I mean, I just feel like we always try to see if we have something out of nothing in these later rounds. And long-term, that's not going to work if we want to try to establish something.
Paul, thank you. Appreciate it. I also think that the issue there, too, is that you get one regime that wants to pick a quarterback and feels like that regime is the go-to, right? I mean, Dorsey thought that Baker Mayfield was the man, and Dorsey's gone. Now, all of a sudden, you know, he's the man, but he's floating on an island by himself without a rescue boat. Gilligan.
Can I throw this at you?
Yes, Gilligan. Or are you the skipper or the professor or Marianne?
Because of
Ginger,
what they have.
Kidding me, it's Jeff. He wants to be the millionaire.
Oh, that's true.
Bingo. Because of what they have for next year's draft.
Mr. Magoo.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
On my way.
Thank you.
Because of what they have in next year's draft, does it even matter who's playing quarterback this year?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because
tell me why.
I'm telling you why. Because there are, what do we say, 16, 17 quarterbacks in the AFC North. You need to have someone who can step on the field and be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So even if they draft someone with the first overall, say they have the first overall pick, and they take Nussmeier, or whoever you want him to take. I don't care. They take him, and now they bring him in.
Right now, it's Lenora Sellers.
Okay, so it's Sellers for you. It's probably it's Manning for someone else. It's someone else for someone else.
But, I said right now the keywords for me.
Yeah. So you've got one quarterback. You better make sure you've got someone else that can go out there and take snaps, that can win you games. It's not just a matter of having someone that can hold the clipboard and, you know, be the most popular guy in town because he's not playing. It's someone that needs to be able to step on the – ask Cincinnati. You better have a quarterback that can step out on the field and play now, right now. And they can't afford to – I mean, it's already bad enough now. Gabriel or Sanders or both of them need to be on the roster next year. They do. I'm so scared of having a quarterback – because you've got to because one, you wasted this draft if you don't at least walk away with one quarterback from this draft.
I agree with you. I was looking for your answer.
Okay.
I would think one of them needs to be on the team next year. Maybe two.
I could see both of them being there. But yeah, I also think someone might make a play for Sanders because they want to sell jerseys. And they might want to give him a chance.
Andy, they make so much money, man. Selling one player's jerseys isn't going to make that much more money for them.
Can I get a phone call here? Anyone? 216-474-0092. Who has too much money? Who just doesn't? It just says, I have too much money and I don't want to make any more money. Let me know. I'll wait for the phone lines to go dead. Show me somebody that doesn't want more money.
If you've got a million, do you actually need to go out and in percentage-wise make 5,000?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You got to pay tax on some of that, don't you?
Okay.
Best thing I was ever told, if you were walking down the street with Bill Gates and we'll say Tim Cook to keep it a little bit more modern, and $5 was laying on the ground, those two would throw you out of the way in a minute to grab the $5 off the ground.
I found a dollar on the ground the other day at a high school football game. Nobody was around. It was mine.
What if there was a kid that turned around and did a double take?
I looked around.
I hope for your sake that dollar bill didn't change someone's life. Did you give the dollar bill to charity? Did you throw it in the plate?
Yes, I did. I gave it to the state of Ohio, who told me I'm not a winner with my rolling five.
Josh is in Canfield. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks. There's one.
Here's my take for the Browns this year. I think we need to trade Garrett. We need to trade Ward. We need to get some more draft picks because Garrett's not happy, and Ward is great, but he's hurt a lot. And there's a lot of great young talent in this draft. I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk it over.
I'm just curious. How do you know he's not happy?
You can tell by his demeanor in the press conferences when he talks. He just sounds like, you know, I signed this, you know, this contract here, but it sure would be great to go someplace where I could win.
I don't know, man. When he cashes that check, I don't think he cares about wins and losses. Going to be honest with you. I wouldn't if I were him, but thank you. Appreciate it. He didn't have to sign here. Remember, he made a big deal about it. Does anyone remember the tour he did during the Super Bowl where he said, I'm out?
Yes.
I'll be honest. He's been the only reason to kind of watch this year. He's been outstanding.
No, he's not. I mean, the not defense into the process.
Oh, man. He's been incredible. He really
he's
has.
He's played very well.
He's played amazing. And against
the defense has been enjoyable.
Two really good quarterbacks, too. Yes.
Defense has been fun to watch, man.
Oh, man. It's not even noon, and I'm already signed. Ron is in Cleveland. Hey, Ron. Well, quickly. Yeah. Go ahead,
okay,
Ron,
I'll just make a quick point.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Ron.
Here's my point. Everybody's missing the point. They don't know how to analyze players and then draft properly. They should get rid of anyone who's analyzing the players. And you don't have to have a first-round pick to get a good quarterback. What about Tom Brady? What about Brock Purdy? Pat Mahomes wasn't drafted at the top either. They just don't know how to analyze
players. They did trade
players.
Up to get Mahomes.
Okay, they did. But let's face it. They've made a lot of bonehead decisions about drafting players. What about the speed demon they drafted a few years ago, and he turned out to be a complete bust? I can't remember his name. The
Anthony
receiver.
Schwartz.
Yes. All right, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Sorry.
May the Schwartz be with you.
How many first-round draft picks are there?
Can't argue with you, Ron.
How many first-round starting draft?
Can't argue with you,
Ron. The majority of the league? Yeah. Okay. Let's come back. We should have a press conference here from Joe Flacco very, very shortly, so we're hoping to have that for you, and we will do that as quickly as we can as soon as he steps up to the mic. Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.